Professor will continue talking about how to do the refuge practice. And so we've talked about refuge in the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, and so today's the Sangha. So remember, when we're taking refuge in the Sangha, it's the Arya Sangha, those beings who have direct perception of emptiness. Those are the real object of refuge. And a community of four more fully ordained people is a representative of that. But our actual object of refuge is the people who have the realization, and particularly the true paths and true cessations in their mind streams. And that's what we're taking refuge in for the jewel of Sangha. So here, when we're imagining, when we're doing the text, the refuge in the Dharma, then you imagine the light and nectar coming from all the texts that you visualized, that are all around, all the great masters and all the Buddhas. So there the light comes. Then when we take refuge in the Sangha, the light comes from the Bodhisattvas, from the solitary realizer arhats, the hearer arhats, the Dakas, Dakinis, and the Dharma protectors. And so light and nectar comes from all of them into us and into all the beings around us. And when it's first the white light, then we think that it's purifying the negativities we've created in relationship to the Sangha, such as criticizing the Sangha, misappropriating their belongings, stealing from them, all sorts of things like that. And, you know, it might seem kind of unreal. Well, who would do that? But you look at, like, the PLA soldiers when they went into the Chinese and Tibetan temples and just destroyed many things, stole from the Sangha and forced the Sangha to disrobe. So that kind of negative karma which we could have created in previous lives. Okay? Or even if you're with the Sangha community, using things that belong to the Sangha without asking permission, or misusing things so that the Sangha property gets consumed too soon or it gets destroyed. All those kinds of things create some negativity with the Sangha. So we want to think that all of that is getting purified. Another thing it mentioned here, too, is when somebody wants to donate to the Sangha, then you say, oh, you don't need to give that much. Okay? So we shouldn't, if somebody in their mind already has something that they want to donate, then we shouldn't say, oh, you shouldn't give, that's too much or whatever, because it prevents that person from creating the good karma from doing it. And just in case the Sangha does need that property eventually. So we want to imagine purifying all the negativities we've created in relationship with the Sangha, making fun of them, ridiculing them, who knows what, we do all sorts of things. And then also when the golden light comes, thinking of the realizations of the Sangha, and, particularly the bodhicitta, the realization of emptiness, of the Four Noble Truths, and so on, and then thinking that all that comes into us in the form of golden light and fills us, and it fills all the sentient beings around us. And so we think that we've received the qualities of the Sangha. And so we do this while we're reciting Namo Sangaya, or I take refuge in the Sangha.